AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve cut a key interest rate again for the second time in a row. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says more cuts could be on the way.
Our baseline expectation is that we'll continue to move gradually down towards neutral, that the economy will continue to grow at a healthy clip.
With the Biden administration winding down and the Trump team getting ready to move in, Powell was asked by a reporter.
Some of the president-elect's advisors have suggested that you should resign. If he asked you to leave, would you go?
No.
Powell says it's not permitted under the law to be demoted. Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory. President Biden says the American experiment endures.
We're going to be okay.
At the White House, the president says he has 74 days left in office.
I will do my duty as president. I'll fulfill my oath, and I will honor the Constitution. On January 20th, we'll have a peaceful transfer of power here in America.
An AP Votecast survey says Donald Trump once again won the support of about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christians on Election Day. Former Trump attorney and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani appeared in a New York court after missing a deadline to surrender assets. He owes $148 million in a defamation case involving two Georgia election workers.
There's nothing. I didn't commit a crime. Nobody's been investigated for 20 years and you can't find a crime. I don't commit crimes. I don't practice law improperly. I've only been doing it for 51 years.
Giuliani falsely accused Ruby Freeman and daughter Shay Moss of ballot fraud in Georgia. Tens of thousands of people in New Mexico are without power as the first major winter storm of the season is rolling across the northern part of the state and into Colorado, bringing with it snow and fierce winds that force schools and government offices to close. This is AP News. The Canadian government is ordering the dissolution of TikTok's business in Canada
after a national security review of the Chinese company behind the social media app, but said it won't block access. Canada's industry minister says it is meant to address risks related to ByteDance Limited's establishment of TikTok Technology Canada Inc. TikTok is wildly popular with young people, but its Chinese ownership has raised fears that Beijing could use it to collect data on Western users or push pro-China narratives and misinformation. I'm Karen Chemas.
The Australian government announced what it described as world-leading legislation that would set in place an age limit of 16 for children to start using social media and hold platforms responsible for ensuring compliance. Australia's Prime Minister says social media is harming kids. The age limit would take effect 12 months after the law is passed. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Voices.